everyone, and welcome to another podcast for Mindful Eating, Healthy Eating for the Mind and Body. My name is Miss Carla Thomas. I'm a trained chef. Welcome to another podcast. Today, I'll be discussing briefly on preparing a small menu plan over the long bank holiday weekend. If you're based in the UK, a lot of people would be gorging on so much food. But I think we have to bear in mind over the long bank holiday weekend, we have to take our health seriously. We have to sort of like look at how we'd like to eat over the weekend. And it's good to have a chance to sort of like splurge. But I think it is important that we mind how we eat and drink over this long bank holiday weekend. So as we know, in terms, it's the Jubilee weekend here in the United Kingdom. It's going to, I believe it will start, people would start sort of like celebrating probably from the Wednesday, I would say, because I mean, most people would have an opportunity to be off work if you're working in a school or a nursery or some other sector where they have Monday to Friday hours. Obviously, if you work in the health industry and police industry, you know, industries like that, you'll be still moving about. But over the long bank holiday weekend, I wanted to give examples of how you can plan a lovely menu for you and your family to basically enjoy the Jubilee weekend. Now, if you're over the age of 40, because as you know, mindful eating is targeted for people over the age of 40, and you're having family and friends over, bear in mind how you'd like to plan it. Now, obviously, when you have your friends and family over, everybody's dietary requirements are going to be different. But for yourself, if you have issues with, say, if you're a vegan and you don't want to indulge in eating too many products that are going to interfere with your diet plan, you know, it's best to stick to that and eat the foods that you think will be totally suitable for yourself. But I'm just going to give a basic plan for the, say, for a day or two, for how you can plan your menus for the long bank holiday weekend. Now, obviously, in the mornings when you wake up, you want to set a goal for yourself. You want to be able to get up at a certain time of the morning. If you do meditation, if you, you know, spend the time praying, whatever, you know, use this time wisely, because obviously your children would be around. If you have children, if you don't have children, that's fine. But obviously, you start your day at the time you normally get up. For myself, I'm an early riser. I normally get up around 5 o'clock, sometimes earlier. And from that particular time in the morning, you get up and you plan your day accordingly. Say you meditate, read a scripture, whatever, and basically focus yourself. And I'd say maybe from 7 o'clock, you have an opportunity to have a light breakfast. And the breakfast that, you know, obviously, if you are vegan or whatever, you choose something that is obviously plant-based. Obviously, we have plant-based yogurts, plant-based milk now. There's so much selection now for the vegan diet. And basically, you can have porridge with a bit of berries. If you're a meat eater, you can have some scrambled eggs with some toast in the morning. Whether you use, it's best to use a bit of whole grain bread, or even you can have the scrambled eggs on its own with a bit of cherry tomatoes. And basically, you can have some herbal tea. If you don't like herbal tea, have normal tea. And basically, you stick with that. After you've had your breakfast with your family, obviously your children, if you have children, they'll be having something else completely different, you know, depending on their age and how they like their food. Obviously, a lot of parents now, once they're vegan as well, they want their children to follow on this type of sector. Obviously, in the day as well, it's good to have snacks, snack on a bit of fruit. You have a bit of fruit in the daytime. And obviously, for your lunch, whether you want to, if you're vegan, for your lunch, you can basically have a risotto dish. So with a bit of wild mushrooms and salad on the side. And if you're a meat eater, you can have some grilled chicken with a light salad. Now, obviously, for everyone's metabolism and everyone's level of how much they can eat, because I've had this happen to me. I've been having a mixture of eating meat-based diet and plant-based diet, and I've noticed for myself when I don't eat a lot of meat in that particular week, I have to have a larger intake within my plant-based diet. And obviously for myself, I'm a person who moves about a lot. I believe I'm burning more calories than normal. So it all depends. You can either have one piece of grilled chicken breast or just grilled chicken parts, whether it be the leg, the thigh, whatever. You can grill it, marinate it, and have a little bit of salad. Also, you can have a jacket potato as well, because when we're eating, we need to have a balanced diet. We need to have it from at least from the six food groups, 5 to 6 food groups. We have the meat, the dairy, we have all these food groups, all the legumes, all these things. Make sure that you balance your meals so that you're not struggling one without the other. Because I've had this experience last week where I had a plant-based diet and I was burning more calories and I was even feeling more hungry. So make sure that when you're preparing your meals that you're not left in a hunger span. But whatever you decide to make or create within this bank holiday weekend, make sure it's going to sustain you throughout the day and keep you going. Then obviously after you've had your lunch, you can snack, you know, leading up to dinner time. And then obviously if you want to have a meal with your family, you basically create a meal that everyone can eat. Obviously, like I said, if you're a plant-based eater, you have the meal accordingly. You can have, there are lots of plant-based options now for people to have in full meal focus. So obviously if you wanted to do a spaghetti bolognese, something like that, you can. And obviously if you're a meat eater, you can do like a casserole. So you can do a chicken casserole with some roasted potatoes on the side and some vegetables. And then it's also good to have treats, say like a dessert treat. You can even make your own homemade ice cream as well. Basically home, having like a sorbet type of thing, or even a bit of get some mixed berries. You can blitz it down, do it like a compote, and serve it over some yogurt as well if you don't want anything that's too sweet. And that's basically one day basically that you can have in the day over this bank holiday weekend that we have. Obviously the main celebrations I would believe would be more on the Saturday and Sunday. So obviously if you're doing a big get together with your friends and family, you can plan the diet accordingly. Make sure however you're planning your diet, make sure that your needs are put first, in the sense that you're getting all the nutrient requirements that you need. So obviously in the morning, make sure that you have a good breakfast to start you off in the day, whether it be a breakfast that is plant-based or meat-based. Now, even if you wanted to say, if you want to do a full English breakfast, say on the Saturday leading to the full-fledged celebrations, basically you can have a grilled tomato. You can have you can have roughly one bacon rasher. And if you don't want to go for all full meat for your breakfast, if you're a meat eater, you can have vegetarian sausages and the one grilled rasher of bacon and some whole wheat bread. But also as well, you can make some homemade pancakes as well. Pancakes now, you can use gluten-free flour if you have a gluten intolerance, or you make your normal pancake mix accordingly, and you have that for your breakfast, a full English fry up. Then obviously for throughout the day, you snack throughout the day, whether it be on fruit, nuts, biscuits, you know, there are so many things that you can have to basically get you out throughout the day. And say if you're having like a nice dinner party towards in the evening, say if you're not going to have any lunch as such, you can have a fish type of sandwich, whether it be a tuna melt sandwich, an open sandwich, tuna melt sandwich with a bit of salad on the side, and your main party dishes, you know, later on in the evening. And examples of these, in order for you to enjoy whilst you're having a celebration time with your friends and family, you can basically have, for example, if you were a plant-based eater, you can opt to have some plant-based canapes, and obviously you make your canapes accordingly to your diet, whether it be plant-based or meat-based, and then obviously to open the evening off. And then obviously for your main dinner dish, you can opt to have even a bit of grilled lamb. Instead of having roast lamb, you can grill some lamb steaks off with a bit of herbs and seasoning, and you can do some sauteed potatoes, or even do a low calorie dropping one potatoes. Instead of using cream, you can try some low calorie yogurt and a bit of seasonings, salt and pepper, garlic, and then top it off with a bit of cheese, and you have that as your carbohydrate to go with your meat dish. And then obviously some vegetables, it could be some grilled asparagus. And then to top it off for the evening, you have your dessert dish, whether it be an apple crumble type of thing, or if you're going for the full theme for the Jubilee, you can do a baked Victoria sponge and use some low calorie jam to spread. And if you don't want to go all the distance with the double cream, you just serve it. Basically, you make your Victoria sponge basically the same way, and obviously you decorate it, whatever. And then you can basically cut slices of your cake and pour the low-calorie yogurt on top instead of using double cream, because obviously a Victoria sandwich basically has a bit of whipped cream, double cream piped in the middle. And that's it, basically. I hope this little recording for the long Jubilee weekend will encourage someone today to basically, you know, even though you are celebrating over this long weekend, don't forget that you still have to look after yourself throughout this time, whether it be mentally or physically. A lot of people now have been working very, very hard. They've been spending time trying to earn a certain standard of living for their families. And it's good to entertain and spend time with your family, but it's also very, very important as well to ensure that every time you do something like this, don't overdo it, because it will affect you later on as you go on. Because obviously, you know, we have to basically not say stick to a routine, but make sure that if you have a set goal to lose weight, you stick to it and don't get carried away. For obviously it's just only 2 days that this celebration will be taking place. I hope this recording is going to help someone today. Please take time to continue supporting my YouTube channel. It is on YouTube, it's still a fairly new channel. Please subscribe, like, share the channel with other people. If you're outside of the UK, it's called Mindful Eating. Type in Mindful Eating and hopefully you should be able to find me. I just want to thank everyone today for supporting Mindful Eating. And I will be sending out another recording very, very soon. Thank you for listening and have a good day.